Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday. It is the 23rd day of January 2014, and the wonderful weather continues, almost 80 degrees. Well, another blast of Arctic air is headed for the east. We are so glad we are in Tucson this January. We will get things going on the Buckmaster Show with a leadoff interview with State Representative Stephanie Mock. Stephanie is a Democrat representing District 10 from the Tucson area. Then we'll talk about animal welfare issues with Karen Zolden. Karen writes about animals for the Tucson Tales blog at TucsonCitizen.com. 30 minutes past the hour, our CEO interview series presented by TRIO. Our guest this month is Sharon Bronson, chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Then we'll close out the show with Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, dean of the University of Arizona College of Science. We will preview this year's lecture series titled The Evolving Brain. If you have a question or comment, our live line number is 790-2040, 790-2040. We also invite you to be a friend of the Buckmaster Show on Facebook. We're ready now to go to Stephanie Mock, State Representative. Stephanie, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. How is the session going so far?
It's going pretty well. We're just getting started with the budget. We're trying to make sure that we have all our ducks in a row, and we're just, you know, landing legislation all the time. So it's been good.
I want to talk a little bit about the budget. Robert Robb wrote about in his column yesterday in The Republic that it's a rather austere budget. The governor really doesn't ask for much new funding other than formerly known as Child Protective Services. What do you think of the budget package?
Well, I think that there's a lot of areas that we can definitely agree and work on. I know that we're all interested in making sure that we're creating jobs and making sure that education is a priority, but I think you're right. I think that it is lacking in some of the things that we need to reinvest in, and particularly in education. I know that one of the proposed placements for the money is $50 million back into the Rainy Day Fund. And that $50 million could really do a lot towards certain educational programs that we've been pushing for a while. And right now we already have $450 million in the education, or in the Rainy Day Fund, excuse me.
So that's enough as far as you're concerned, the $450 million.
Well, I would really like to see us at a better place in general, but we are just coming out of a recession, and we need to make sure that we're reinvesting in our community. And when we have the revenues, when we have really a strong economy in the next couple of years, is what I hope, that we can start really taking that money and putting it away. But right now is the time that we need to start investing in our infrastructure, in making sure that we have the quality education programs that will lead to the kind of jobs that we want to see, and make sure that things like CPS are being covered at a preventative level instead of just as a reactionary measure.
You mentioned CPS. Do you like what the governor is doing with this recreation of the latest version of CPS?
Well, I think it remains to be seen what's actually going to happen, because from what we know, it's just a creation of a new entity with a new leader. There is no change in policy. There's no change in personnel or practices. There's no change in IT improvements and making sure that we're sharing data so that people are aware of what's really happening. We don't know, and we're working towards it, and I think that we will come to a good solution, I hope. And we are, as Democrats, are really trying to push that because, we can't leave our most vulnerable behind, but we need to know what the details are going to be, and we're going to try to make sure that those details include much more for preventative services that are not included in the budget right now.
Getting back to the budget, the university system really has zero funding for any new funding for the universities. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's really not appropriate for what we need for the future. I mean, obviously, a financial aid system would be wonderful for our state. I know that a lot of people have been pretty silent on the $1 billion that have been proposed by the Board of Regents. No one seems to know where anyone stands on that or whether it's going to go forward. That's a surprising lack of conversation around that issue. But you're right, there's not enough money in education all the way from early childhood education all the way through the higher ed system.
The head of the Appropriations Committee on the House made some comments about higher education that raised a lot of eyebrows, saying, you know, maybe we don't need everyone in this state to go to college. What were some of your thoughts on that, Mr. Kavanaugh's remarks?
Right. Well, I just think that's it's ludicrous to think that we don't want to educate the people of our state to take on the quality jobs. I mean, yes, we have to accommodate for everybody in society, and not everyone is going to go into certain professions. But certainly, we still need higher education, including voc tech, and you know, all sorts of adult ed programs that don't necessarily go into a university system, but certainly are education. And to say that that's unnecessary is not acknowledging today's society.
How about, do you have some pet legislation that you're pushing for this session?
Well, I'm really concentrating on education if I can. I think that's the biggest thing that we need to concentrate on this session. It is the number one priority. So I've tried to talk about, I'm actually in agreement with Governor Brewer on the small school weights. I think that, you know, the charter schools have taken advantage of a loophole, which encourages and incentivizes district schools who are really needing money to turn their traditional district schools into charters, and where it may or may not be appropriate, even though it's just a financial incentive for that. So that's one loophole I'd like to close. I'm also really interested in putting $20 million back into early childhood educational block grant for people who don't have the money to get into that. So those are two things. I would also like to see 911 texting to be back into the conversation. We need to start talking about public safety, and I'm hoping to put that in the budget. It's not a piece of legislation right now. But the last one that I'd really like to talk about is really I'm going to try to get rid of the word handicapped in our state statutes. I think that it's an antiquated word, and it's something we want to really acknowledge that people with disabilities are just that, and we want to say that, use people first language and acknowledge that the community has a lot to offer despite the label of disability.
Is that throughout the statutes, that word? I was not aware of that, handicapped.
Yes. It's not in every location, but there's a lot in some of the educational statutes in several locations. So I'm definitely going to be changing that, and also trying to ensure that the Department of Transportation no longer uses that word on the word handicapped on their signs.
Let me ask you a little bit about infrastructure. Roads, of course, as you know, you're from Tucson. It's a huge issue. And is there a HERF money, the Highway User Fund money, going back this time to the cities?
Well, that also remains to be seen. That's not in the budget, and we need to make sure that that is a huge issue. Again, it's infrastructure. We need to really invest in infrastructure. And I think in some ways she's trying, but, you know, for instance, with the broadband, but we had this discussion in appropriations meeting the other day where the 15 out of the $70 are going to be going towards a broadband system on the backs of our educational system. And so while we are trying to do some infrastructure improvements like broadband and hopefully getting back into the highway user revenue funds, it remains to be seen what's really going to be happening on that. We shouldn't do it on the backs of our kids.
When did the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, they came out with their package this week, didn't they, or has that not been released?
Well, they have estimates. Obviously, both of them have presented to us, and they have different baseline numbers. And, you know, one of the things that I always like to let people know is that while they do have different numbers, and JLBC's is a little more conservative than the governor's budget baseline, the governor has never been wrong. She's been more right than the JLBC every single year. And so I'd like to go on those estimates that are based on reality.
$450 million in the rainy day fund, but looking down the road, there was some concern that perhaps by 2016 we'd be back in the red ink here in Arizona.
Yeah, I think that there's always that concern. Obviously, we can't predict the future. We don't know what our economy is going to be like, but we do have a balanced budget right now. And over the next 3 years, it will be balanced. So we are definitely making sure that we're living within our parameters. But the truth is that we need to readjust funds to make sure that they reflect our priorities.
Stephanie Mock, thank you very much. Where can people find out about what you are up to? Your website, would that be the best way?
Yes, my website should be online February 6th. I'm doing some revamping of it right now. So it's stephaniemock.com. You can also go to the state legislature's site to see which committees are meeting when and what kind of legislation that we're working on.
And I'm sure you welcome hearing from your constituents of District 10.
Absolutely. Anytime, that's what I'm here for. This is not my office. It's theirs. So please contact me.
Stephanie, thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moncada Construction. Moncada is a family-owned and operated business. They have over 10 years of experience in detailed painting and all phases of construction, including carpentry and insurance restoration. They really pride themselves in Chris Moncada and his team, personal service, proven quality workmanship that makes them really the best choice in the greater Tucson area. If you're looking for any kind of remodeling work, why don't you give Chris a call, 520-390-2247. If you didn't have a chance to write it down, you can check out their website, Moncada Construction. That's M-O-N-C-A-D-A construction.com, and they welcome credit cards. We'll be back on this Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Jerry.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:21 on this Thursday afternoon. We're going to talk about animal welfare issues with Karen Zolden. Karen writes for the TucsonCitizen.com. Her column is Tucson Tales. That's T-A-I-L-S. Karen, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me why you started blogging for the Citizen about animal welfare issues.
Well, I myself am a greyhound adopter, and I wanted to alert the community about the various greyhound issues. But as I got more involved, I saw so many different needs within the animal community that are really hyper-local that nobody else was covering. I have since learned so much and met so many wonderful people. That's why I continue.
We have so much... We have so many groups that really care about animals. Some might even say that it's too fragmented. We've got so many groups.
Well, I can agree with that because I think we have around 60 groups. And while it might be good for people wanting to adopt, for the groups, they're all they all have to get their own 501c3, their own fundraising, their own volunteering. It depends what side of the coin you're looking at.
Do you like what you're seeing at the Pima County Animal Care Center?
I do, because they are making great strides. They are there's three groups working with them to improve the conditions and save more dogs. The groups are NoKillPimaCounty.org. They are based on the no-kill equation, which is 11 components. But they're not trying to reinvent the wheel. There's already 200 communities across the country that are working toward no-kill. So they are working hand-in-hand with PAC to create more foster homes and more volunteers. They're currently working to create a help desk. They're working with PAC together and to provide more low-cost spay and neuter services.
We're speaking with Karen Zolden. She writes for the TucsonCitizen.com. She blogs about animals, Tucson Tales, and she posts, a couple times a day, right? I mean,
on a good day.
More.
On a good day.
What do you like that you saw in 2013, and what didn't you like locally? I mean, you already mentioned Pima Animal Care. You like that.
Right. Well, local, I didn't like what happened with the greyhounds. The In 2008, there was an ordinance called a ballot initiative called Tucson Dog Protection that was approved by the voters. And for 5 years, it was in place. And then later in 2013, there was it was taken away by the Arizona Department of Racing and South Tucson. And I think that's a really bad thing for the Greyhounds. They don't need steroids. They need steroids as much as you and I need steroids.
What do you think about the future of the Greyhound Park in South Tucson? I think their days are limited?
I would like to believe that, but I don't know. I've been hearing that for 5 years. I worry about the dogs, the conditions, and I would like for them to be limited, but I can't answer that question.
We had a caller who was upset, Karen, about there was a piece in the Star, I believe, on Sunday about some windmills, windmill energy that was being a project considered for the Wilcox area, and this caller is worried that this would have a really harmful effect on the birds, specifically including hawks. What do you think of that?
Bill, I honestly don't know enough about the topic to really say. Unfortunately, science and animal welfare often create disharmony.
Okay. And what about the way Arizona ranks nationally when it comes to animal protection laws?
Well, according to something I just read or and wrote, was about it ranks seventh. And that that makes me think, I wonder, and it was a 57 percentile. So you have to wonder what, you know, who's in the, if that's the seventh percent, seventh place. I imagine, you know, we don't have, it's good for dog fighting. When I read that, I didn't see anything about greyhound racing in there, so that sort of threw me for a loop.
Phoenix passed limiting what can be sold in pet stores. Tucson is now, I believe, Councilman Steve Kasachek is drafting an ordinance concerning that. What would that ordinance entail?
I think that's a great I think that's a great idea. I don't believe pets. There's so many unwanted pets now that they don't have. We don't have to breed dogs from puppy mills where there's no welfare. I think there's these stores. They can have another model where they can have adoption versus selling dogs. So that selling these unhealthy bred dogs are not a good thing. I'm really hoping I don't really think of Phoenix as that progressive, but I was like thrilled that they're leading the way, and I hope Tucson follows.
Okay, Karen Zolden, thank you very much. We can read your column, your blog, TucsonCitizen.com, Tucson Tales, TAILS. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show right after this. The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're pushing toward 12:33 on this Thursday afternoon. It's time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated. TRIO offers a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes here in Southern Arizona, representing over 10,000 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit trioaz.org. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line, Sharon Bronson. Sharon is the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. She is also a member of TRIO's Chairman's Circle. Supervisor Bronson, how are you today?
I am fine, Bill, and I am pleased to join you.
Well, thanks for being with us. Supervisor, are we focusing enough on economic development? Some might say we are not. Others think the combination is about right. What do you think?
I think if we don't focus on economic development in a diversified economic base, we're not going to have a healthy community. I think the more we focus on it, the healthier our community becomes. And that's why I think Pima County is focused and a member of TRIO, because we want to make sure that our economy becomes stable, that we have businesses contributing, and that we are helping people build the skills they need to find work opportunities that give them opportunities for advancement as well.
You've characterized Pima County's economic development plan as having the opportunity to really transform the economic climate in Pima County. How is that going?
Actually, I think we're doing quite well. If you look at our region from a larger perspective, you know that we have a nationally recognized research university. We have an amazing aerospace and defense cluster, and we're building a credible and ever-growing bioscience sector. And everything is getting stronger and stronger. But one of the challenges is sometimes it looks like they're operating in relative isolation. And that's why I think Pima County is focused on building the infrastructure, that corridor that will allow for stronger connections between these centers, the biotech centers, aerospace and defense, and the research, whether it's the U of A Science and Tech Park, Raytheon, or the bioscience sector underway in Oro Valley. So I think our focus is to make sure that we connect these centers and engage their synergies is to provide for that infrastructure.
And, of course, tourism remains a huge component of this. In a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, the Dean of the College of Science at the University of Arizona. And so many people come to Arizona because of the wonderful attractions like Biosphere 2, and they like to bird watch. I mean, that's a huge component still, tourism.
Tourism is actually, absolutely a huge component. And as you can see, you're going to be talking to Dr. Rodriguez, but we are, Old Tucson, I think, in conjunction with the university, we're trying to build an ecotourism center at Old Tucson and transform what it is today into something that will really build on tourism. So, understand, this is making sure that we all cooperate regionally. We can't do it alone. We have to work together.
What is one of the economic development mistakes that you have seen that other regions are making that you hope that we can avoid here in Pima County?
If you look nationally, if you look actually internationally, what economic development entities seem to focus on is the attraction end of it, bringing in a big company with X number of jobs. As we've seen with what is happening in our economy, trying to regrow it from the big recession, we also need to focus on helping established companies grow and doing what we can to make sure they stay here. We need to start communicating on a regular basis, and I think we are doing that with our major employers at this point in time, whether it's Davis-Monthan, Raytheon, the biotech cluster, or the transportation cluster. We are talking to them on a regular basis. It's important. We need to retain them. We need to make sure they grow.
What are some of the myths that you would like to address when it comes to economic development?
Well, I think two myths, basically. One is that we are not a high-tax or high-debt government. The other one is Phoenix is not our competition. In regard to the first, our total Pima County's total primary tax levy this year is about $20 million lower than in 2010. And while we've undertaken the largest capital improvement program ever with our new wastewater facilities, but what we have done is assure that businesses know we are stable and know what to expect. And I think that that will make sure that those businesses that we want to stay here will stay here. And in fact, that we are stable is recognized because the two bond rating agencies have recently characterized us as having manageable debt and given outstanding credit ratings to us, unlike some other cities and towns in this area.
We like to beat ourselves up when we do compare ourselves to Phoenix, but you say that could be a big mistake.
No, again, our competition is not Phoenix. It's global competition. It's international competition. And we can work with Phoenix. We can work with the region. You know, our competition is Texas. I mean, if you want to go regionally, it's Texas. It is New Mexico. But working together with Phoenix, actually with Flagstaff, with the Sun Corridor connection, we can capitalize on our geographic advantages, and we can have synergy between all three work centers.
You are on the TRIO Chairman Circle. What is the focus going to be for 2014? Is there some particular thing that you want to focus on?
I think the focus for 2014 is refocusing on the blueprint and determining what the next steps are. That blueprint is a number of years old. It's time to relook at that and, again, to look at how we grow regionally and not just because, not stay parochial. We are not going to survive unless we grow the region. And it's not about competition. It's about synergy. It's about cooperation.
Sharon Bronson, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us in our monthly series, our TRIO interview series, the Chairman CEO series presented by TRIO. Sharon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
For more information, you can visit TRIO, that's TREOAZ.com. We'll be right back on The Buckmaster Show. The next portion of The Buckmaster Show will be presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We want you to take a trip over to Silver City, only three and a half hours east of Tucson. They have their big event for February, February 8th, a Saturday, Fantasia, Chocolate Fantasia. 20 different vendors selling their handcrafted chocolates over in Silver City. More information at southwestnewmexico.org.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. You know, sometimes circumstances come up that require immediate attention. Here's what took place.
Hi, I'm Don Pooley, former PGA Tour player. When the University City Church was ravaged by fire this past November, we knew just who to call for help. Ken Flower and the event team at Arizona Party Rental. As you might imagine, we were scrambling because we needed an immediate solution where hundreds of our church members could meet. Arizona Party Rental was very responsive. They quickly built a large tent, added chairs, a stage, and even heaters so that we didn't miss a Sunday service. We were able to use their rental equipment for several weeks until we found a more permanent church location. All of us at UCity Church are very grateful to Arizona Party Rental for coming to our rescue when it mattered most.
Hey Don, thanks a lot. I'm glad we were there to help out. Arizona Party Rental on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's 12:46 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by UA College of Science with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students, the UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty in disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. You can find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. And the UA College of Science, very excited to be presenting this year's lecture series titled The Evolving Brain, starting Monday evening, January 27th, and running through March the 10th. At UA Centennial Hall. The lectures are free and open to everyone. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, the Executive Dean of the UA College of Letters, Arts, and Science, which comprises four schools, 15 departments, and nine programs and centers. Dr. Ruiz, good to see you.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
This is really an impressive group of people that you have put together for this Evolving Brain lecture series, which now I guess is the ninth year already.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it just has really taken off from that first session. I think you put this together and really had no idea what was going to happen, but when there was the overflow crowd, you knew that you had you'd touched on something important.
That's right. I mean, I keep telling the people that come to see the lecture series, it's one of the things that makes me so proud to be in this community. I don't think too many communities would fill Centennial Hall with people listening to science.
What are some of the highlights of this year's lecture series? You're going to start off Monday with time traveling, what our brains share with beetle brains.
Well, President Obama has said that the brain is the same as the Sputnik of the past, that some way to really focus on something important and get the whole country galvanized in doing it. So we are beginning, the whole country is beginning in a very focused and earnest way from NIH, National Institutes of Health, down to study the brain. There have been some amazing, really amazing findings and discoveries in the last few years. Just last year at Stanford, scientists were able to take the lipids out of the brain and fill it with plastic and make it transparent. It's the first time that we've been able to actually see the connections of all the neurons. That's big deal stuff. And these other technologies called functional MRIs show the parts of the brain that light up when we do anything, including experiments and ethics. And all of that has been transformative. So we know a fair amount of the brain, and we felt it was timely to have a lecture series that focused on it.
Well, the outreach is so important for a land-grant university. After all, one of the missions of a land-grant institution is to share and reach out. And this kind of academic information and content that you are making available to the public is so important, isn't it?
That's right. And going back to your previous presenter.
Yeah, about the local economic development.
The local economic development. Jefferson said that in order to have a working democracy, you needed to have two things. You needed to have wealth creation, but you also needed to have an educated public. And I think these days, more than ever, having an educated public is important because we need to vote so many times on issues that are truly scientific. And it goes all the way from the use of water in Tucson to global climate change to you can go on and on. These are issues that are based on science and that they ask us to vote on. And if we don't have a clue what we're voting on, well, that doesn't work very well.
One of the exciting things about this Superstars of Science series that we've been running here once a month on the Buckmaster Show, we've been profiling some of the real, well, they're really superstars mm-hmm. that you have in your portfolio mm-hmm. there at the University of Arizona, the things going on at Biosphere 2 and on with climate change. You really have world-class people working there.
Oh, absolutely. So going back to your first question about, for example, the speakers in mm-hmm. this lecture series, well, you have the first speaker that sort of describes how our brains at least functionally are not that different than beetles. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that the mammals' brains and insect brains have been sort of similar for 500 million years or more. This gentleman is just world star. And if you go down the list, you have prominent neurosurgeons, and you have Dr. Lamolle was a surgeon that operated on Gabby Giffords, for example.
Yes, and he's speaking, by the way, Monday, February the 10th. Dr. Lamolle's topic will be The Evolution of Modern Neurosurgery, A History of Trial and Error, Success and Failure. We've had him here on the program before. This man is at the top of his game in the area of neurosurgery.
That's right. So answering your question is very difficult because we indeed have a myriad of superstars in the College of Science. Jonathan Overpeck is an example that I know you've spoken
sure,
to.
Sure, of course.
Global climate change mm-hmm. and sea level elevation. And then you have people like Dante Loretta that's going around chasing asteroids to see what primordial carbon is like. Roger Angel with his mirrors. I can go on and on. And it is truly an extraordinary place. And I'm glad that I have the tools and the opportunities to let our community know who these folks are and to showcase them because everybody should know they're here.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. We had Dr. Andy Cohen was on
yep.
In December talking about his research in Africa and the implications for understanding the current understanding of climate. We had a Dr. Tom Swetnam, who heads up the world-famous tree ring science lab at the University of Arizona. I mean, there are many superstars in the College of Science. So it's important for people to realize that the lecture series is free. That's
correct.
That's great.
That's correct.
It's free and open to all. And it will basically be First come, first serve, right?
That's right. So one of the challenges of the public, in fact, is the place does get filled up, which is incredible. I feel like I'm producing some show, but it does fill up. Always a challenge is parking around the university, and I apologize for that in the name of the university. But people should try to get there a little early to make sure that they can park, they can leisurely walk to Centennial Hall and find themselves a seat.
And again, this will be pretty much each Monday. I think there's one break in there, but it basically starts this upcoming Monday, January 27th. We talked about the opening lecture about time traveling. Monday, February 3rd, A Window into the Brain, the Evolution of MRI mm-hmm. Technology. We talked about Dr. Lamole's The Evolution of Modern Neurosurgery. Then there's one about the literate brain, the ancestors in our brains, and more perfect than we think will be the concluding lecture.
That's right. That last lecture is a guest lecture we're bringing. He's a distinguished faculty member at Princeton. And
Dr. William Bielek, is it?
Bielek, uh-huh.
Bielek, yeah.
And his contributions to the field are that it's the evolution in us that makes our brain so perfect. So as you know, there's a tremendous amount of effort in working in artificial intelligence with computers. But computers have a hard time with certain issues. The examples that I can give you now is if you have a white background with a polar bear in the middle of it, we can distinguish that. A computer has a very hard time distinguishing that, and that's because it doesn't have as much knowledge as we do. Another one are these sort of distorted letters and that they sometimes have in a computer to use as a password.
Yeah.
The reason they do that is because we, through evolution, can figure out these distortions. Computers have a hard time.
I wonder if someday the computers will be able to figure that out.
Well,
hope not.
They'll have to stuff all the stuff that we have in our head through evolution. That's what they'll have to do.
Yeah, it's a lot that would have to go into that. So again, it's the Evolving Brain series. It's a series of 6 free lectures exploring our world and ourselves. University of Arizona College of Science. This is a great lecture series. It's in its 9th year, and it will begin on Monday, this upcoming Monday at UA Centennial Hall. What you're doing, Dr. Ruiz, with the College of Science is pretty much mirroring what Dr. Hart, who has been on our program a couple of times, and I think her next visit with us will be Friday, March the 7th. She's talked about trying to bring more of the University of Arizona and what it has to offer into the community so that the university is not some isolated academic island in the middle of a valley of a million people.
That's right. What people should know is that for whatever reason, the University of Arizona has faculty that are very accessible. And if anybody has any questions, they really shouldn't hesitate in trying. I mean, it's hard to figure out how to connect. But I know that when they do connect with people inside the university, they'll be pleasantly surprised. And anybody that has any questions about science and wants to navigate through that, please, they should know they can always contact me by email or by phone. And those
are accessible. Yes.
I am accessible, and they can find that in my website.
All right. And probably a nice starting place, too, about the College of Science would be to go to the College of Science website. You guys update that all the time. And that address is cos.arizona.edu. So it should be a lot of fun with the Evolving Brain series. And, you know, we kind of touched a little bit on it. We're about out of time, Dr. Ruiz, but economic tourism, ecotourism is huge, not only with Biosphere 2, but some of the other things.
Well, what everybody should recognize is that we in Southern Arizona have more biodiversity than anywhere else in the country. And the birders know that. The reason for the biodiversity is our geography and our topography. And we must find ways of connecting all these beautiful, some of them man-made and some not, the Desert Museum, Biosphere, pilot telescopes around here. But we also have incredible nature, which we should be building programs around.
All right, Dr. Ruiz, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. We thank Culligan Water. All of our in-studio guests are presented with, and they like the arrangement, and so do we, a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Check out Culligan Water. Tomorrow morning, of course, it's Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe. The local show begins at 6 a.m., 6 to 8. Then Christy Simone, his new local show, Chris and the Daily Double. That will be from 8 to 9. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be back with you. 12:04, our Friday Focus interview tomorrow will be with Kathy Arnold. She is the Vice President of Rosemont Copper. Joining me to question Kathy will be Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Arizona Daily Star. That is Friday on the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of our producer, Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.